Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 6. There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1. When is Richard going to go shopping with his mother?
When can we go shopping after school, Mum? Can we go tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Let me see. That's the 12th. No, I'm busy in the afternoon tomorrow.
So can we go the next day? The 13th?
I'm not sure. I'll check later.
But it's Dad's birthday on the 14th, and I haven't got him a present yet.
OK, we'll go on the 13th.
Thanks.
Now listen again.
When can we go shopping after school, Mum? Can we go tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Let me see. That's the 12th. No, I'm busy in the afternoon tomorrow.
So can we go the next day? The 13th?
I'm not sure. I'll check later.
But it's Dad's birthday on the 14th, and I haven't got him a present yet.
OK, we'll go on the 13th.
Thanks.
Two. Where will Peter meet Mary?
Mary? Hi. Are you in town at the moment?
Yes, I'm with my parents in the park. We're having a drink.
Do you want to see the new film at screens?
Yes, I'm going with my parents later, actually. But we're having something to eat first. We're going to the new Italian restaurant.
I know it. OK. What time will you finish your meal?
About 6.
OK, I'll see you at the restaurant at 6, and then I'll come with you to the cinema.
Now listen again.
Mary? Hi. Are you in town at the moment?
Yes, I'm with my parents in the park. We're having a drink.
Do you want to see the new film at screens?
Yes, I'm going with my parents later, actually. But we're having something to eat first. We're going to the new Italian restaurant.
I know it. OK. What time will you finish your meal?
About 6.
OK, I'll see you at the restaurant at 6, and then I'll come with you to the cinema.
Three. What time should Claire's father call back?
Hello, this is Claire Smith's father.
Hello, Mr. Smith.
Could I speak to Miss Wilson, please?
I'm afraid she's teaching at the moment.
OK. I'll call back in an hour at, 11.
She has a meeting with the head teacher then, Mr. Smith. She should be free at 2.
No, I've got a meeting then. What about 1 o'clock?
Well, that's lunchtime, but I think it's okay.
Fine, I'll call then.
Now, listen again.
Hello, this is Claire Smith's father.
Hello, Mr. Smith.
Could I speak to Miss Wilson, please?
I'm afraid she's teaching at the moment.
OK, I'll call back in an hour at, 11.
She has a meeting with the head teacher then, Mr. Smith. She should be free at 2.
No, I've got a meeting then. What about 1 o'clock?
Well, that's lunchtime. But I think it's okay.
Fine. I'll call then.
Four. What was the weather like during Jane's holiday.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, it was great.
You don't look very brown.
No, it was cloudy all the time, but we did a lot of sightseeing and exploring.
Well, you missed all the rain here.
Yes, I heard. But it's beautiful and sunny now.
Now, listen again.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, it was great.
You don't look very brown.
No, it was cloudy all the time, but we did a lot of sightseeing and exploring.
Well, you missed all the rain here.
Yes, I heard. But it's beautiful and sunny now.
Five. How much is the bracelet?
I'm looking for something for my sister.
Okay. Does she wear earrings?
Yes. She wears the ones that go through the ears.
Right. So these are £15.
Oh dear. That's too expensive. Have you got anything around £10?
This necklace is £12.
Okay. And this bracelet?
That's a bit more expensive. It's £20.
Now listen again.
I'm looking for something for my sister.
Okay. Does she wear earrings?
Yes. She wears the ones that go through the ears.
Right. So these are £15.
Oh dear. That's too expensive. Have you got anything around £10?
This necklace is £12.
Okay. And this bracelet?
That's a bit more expensive. It's £20.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher talking to a group of students about the school fair.
I want to say a few words about the school fair. This year, it will be on Saturday, the 3rd of July. You can get tickets for your parents from the office. They are £2.50 each. Of course, the fair is free for you. We think it will be raining on Saturday, so this year we will be in the North Hall. Now, if you haven't been to the fair before, perhaps you don't know how much fun it is. There are lots of games, including a bouncy castle, and there's face painting if you want to be a tiger or a cat for the afternoon. You can buy some homemade biscuits and cakes. We always have wonderful cakes which parents give us to sell. So, buy the tickets this week and tell your parents that the fair opens at 2 and closes at 5. So, does anyone have any questions?
Now listen again. That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Matt talking to a school friend, Katie.
Hi, Katie. You haven't been at school for a long time.
I know. I've been away for 2 weeks. I had an accident.
Oh, dear. What happened? Were you in your mum's car?
No. I was riding my bike and a car pulled out in front of me. I couldn't stop.
That's terrible. So did you hit the car?
No, but I went onto the pavement beside the road and came off my bike. I fell on my hand.
That sounds painful.
It was awful, but I didn't think anything was broken, and I didn't have any cuts or anything.
That was lucky.
Well, yes. The man in the car offered me a lift, but I just got back on my bicycle and rode home. But that evening, my thumb really started to hurt, so I went to the hospital.
And was your thumb broken?
Not my thumb, my wrist. See, I still have the bandage on.
Did you need an operation?
Yes, but I had to wait 2 weeks. I couldn't do much until after the operation.
Goodness, but you're back now. Can you do schoolwork?
I think so. My right wrist still hurts, but I write with my left hand. Look, I can move my fingers.
Now listen again.
Hi, Katie. You haven't been at school for a long time.
I know. I've been away for 2 weeks. I had an accident.
Oh, dear. What happened? Were you in your mum's car?
No, I was riding my bike and a car pulled out in front of me. I couldn't stop.
That's terrible. So did you hit the car?
No, but I went onto the pavement beside the road and came off my bike. I fell on my hand.
That sounds painful.
It was awful, but I didn't think anything was broken, and I didn't have any cuts or anything.
That was lucky.
Well, yes. The man in the car offered me a lift, but I just got back on my bicycle and rode home. But that evening, my thumb really started to hurt, so I went to the hospital.
And was your thumb broken?
Not my thumb, my wrist. See, I still have the bandage on.
Did you need an operation?
Yes, but I had to wait 2 weeks. I couldn't do much until after the operation.
Goodness. But you're back now. Can you do schoolwork?
I think so. My right wrist still hurts, but I write with my left hand. Look, I can move my fingers.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear Eva talking to her friend Dan about something she has bought. What has she bought?
So what did you get, Eva?
It was so hard to choose a good present for my cousin. He's only 5, so I thought of getting him a model plane or a ship. but I've no idea what he's interested in. Then I saw a board game, but I don't know if he's too young for it.
It is difficult.
Finally, I decided on a pair of pyjamas with tigers on. He can change them for something if he doesn't like them.
Now listen again.
So what did you get, Eva?
It was so hard to choose a good present for my cousin. He's only 5, so I thought of getting him a model plane or a ship. But I've no idea what he's interested in. Then I saw a board game, but I don't know if he's too young for it.
It is difficult.
Finally, I decided on a pair of pyjamas with tigers on. He can change them for something if he doesn't like them.
Seventeen. You will hear two friends talking about a painting. What's the painting of?
What a lovely painting!
It's beautiful, isn't it? My grandfather knew the painter.
So did he ask the painter to make the painting?
Yes. My grandmother had to sit in the garden of their house for hours, she said. But it really looks like her, doesn't it?
Yes, it's better than a photograph.
Now listen again.
What a lovely painting.
It's beautiful, isn't it? My grandfather knew the painter.
So did he ask the painter to make the painting?
Yes. My grandmother had to sit in the garden of their house for hours, she said. But it really looks like her, doesn't it?
Yes, it's better than a photograph.
Eighteen. You will hear Sarah talking to her father. Why is she angry?
I'm so angry.
Why? What's the matter?
Zoe took my history book and she won't give it back.
Why did she take your book?
Perhaps because I took her science book.
Give back her book and she'll give back your book.
Okay, but she has got to give my book back first.
No, you start.
Okay.
19. Listen again.
I'm so angry.
Why? What's the matter?
Zoe took my history book and she won't give it back.
Why did she take your book?
Perhaps because I took her science book.
Give back her book and she'll give back your book.
Okay, but she has got to give my book back first.
No, you start.
Okay.
19. You will hear Molly talking to her friend Fred about her summer holidays. Why does her family always go to Italy?
So, you're off to Italy again this year, Molly?
Yes, 3 weeks in the sun.
So do your family go there to sunbathe?
Well, we all love the sun and the warm sea, but we get bored lying on the beach. My mother and I prefer seeing the latest fashions in the wonderful clothes shops.
And buying some of them, of course.
Well, some of the cheaper things, yes.
20. Now listen again.
So, you're off to Italy again this year, Molly?
Yes, 3 weeks in the sun.
So do your family go there to sunbathe?
Well, we all love the sun and the warm sea, but we get bored lying on the beach. My mother and I prefer seeing the latest fashions in the wonderful clothes shops.
And buying some of them, of course.
Well, some of the cheaper things, yes.
20. You will hear two friends talking about the next term at school. What subject is the boy going to start?
Are you looking forward to next term?
I don't know. I'm a bit worried about a new subject.
Are you going to start a new subject?
Yes. It's a new language. The teacher said we could choose between Spanish, French and German.
Really? I'm doing Spanish. It's great.
I chose French, but now I think it was a mistake. Perhaps German is easier.
Now, listen again.
Are you looking forward to next term?
I don't know. I'm a bit worried about a new subject.
Are you going to start a new subject?
Yes. It's a new language. The teacher said we could choose between Spanish, French and German.
Really? I'm doing Spanish. It's great.
I chose French, but now I think it was a mistake. Perhaps German is easier.
That is the end of part 4. Now look at part 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Daisy talking to her friend about a school play. How will each person help?
Is everything ready for the play on Saturday, Daisy?
I think we're nearly ready. I've got all the clothes for the actors and all my friends are helping with different things.
That's great. So what's everyone doing?
Well, Nick's going to do the music. You know he's brilliant at that.
Yes. He did all the music for your birthday party.
Sorry, right. Alison is on the lights. She has never done it before, but she wants to learn. So...
let's hope she learns quickly.
Yes. Then Jim wants to do all the painting.
Haven't you got the scenery painted yet?
He has done most of it. Don't worry, he'll finish it in time.
What about Kim? Is she helping with anything?
Yes, she's in charge of the programmes. You know, we give them to the people as they come in. They have all the information about the actors and the story.
She'll be good at that. She writes for the school magazine.
Yes. And then Jack is doing the drinks in the middle of the play.
You're going to have drinks?
Yes. We make a lot of money from that. Lemonade, 10 pence. Cola, 20 pence. More than the money from the tickets, actually.
Now listen again.
Is everything ready for the play on Saturday, Daisy?
I think we're nearly ready. I've got all the clothes for the actors and all my friends are helping with different things.
That's great. So what's everyone doing?
Well, Nick's going to do the music. You know he's brilliant at that.
Yes, he did all the music for your birthday party.
Sorry, right. Alison is on the lights. She has never done it before, but she wants to learn. So...
let's hope she learns quickly.
Yes. Then Jim wants to do all the painting.
Haven't you got the scenery painted yet?
He has done most of it. Don't worry, he'll finish it in time.
What about Kim? Is she helping with anything?
Yes, she's in charge of the programmes. You know, we give them to the people as they come in. They have all the information about the actors and the story.
She'll be good at that. She writes for the school magazine.
Yes. And then Jack is doing the drinks in the middle of the play.
You're going to have drinks?
Yes. We make a lot of money from that. Lemonade, 10 pence. Cola, 20 pence. More than the money from the tickets, actually.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.